There we go.
The Cell House audio tour was adapted for COVID safety measures, and that included starting at a new location here at the warden's office rather than below in the shower room where it was before. That's also because of a construction project going on inside the prison. We actually had approval from our health and safety office to allow visitors to walk through last year, but because of the construction project, we weren't allowed to do that. We weren't able to do that. When we reopened in March of this year, then we could start the audio tour again, starting in this direction. On the old audio tour, the visitors were able to access the warden's office and the administration wing. It was part of the audio tour. Now that part of the audio is cut out, and it's just a line that they cue in to start the tour. People are downloading the audio tour on the dock when they arrive on the island, and it's on their phones rather than on a player that they would have to share with other people. So it's safer this way.
Yeah, so they don't do headphones, or they do their own headphones and stuff.
You don't really need headphones.
They just hold up the phone. Oh, okay.
You can see we have distancing markers along the way and stanchions. Single flow.
Oh, we'll go past them here.
We okay?
Absolutely.
All right. So our group can walk in this way now.
So to do the audio tour, they have to have a smartphone that can download the app?
No, if they don't have a phone, or if for some reason they're unable to download the app down on the dock using the Wi-Fi, or let's say their battery's really low.
Right.
That happens a lot on the island. People arrive and their battery's already shot. So they will provide players. They don't have enough for everybody.
Right.
And so they're still in a queue here. They're still in a line. They haven't started the audio tour. They walk through the admin wing and then through A block, the old military prison cells.
And they're just asked, the visitors are asked to keep 6 feet between each visitor?
Yeah, they're asked to keep 6 feet between their groups. And along this way in A block, which normally is not accessible to the public except during open houses or behind the scenes tour. So they get to see these old cells that they normally wouldn't have. And we put up some interpretive signs so they can learn about the history of the military prison.
Yeah. Will the audio tour have started yet or not yet?
The audio tour is not started yet.
Yeah.
It starts in the same location it did before. This is all a queue.
Right, so while they're waiting in line, they can learn about A block. I see.
That's right. This is the old barbershop area from the federal penitentiary. And this is where if they didn't have a phone or were unable to download the app, they'd be given a player and then instructed to begin the tour, pulsing out in every 30 or 45 seconds between groups. And so the tour would start at the same location that it used to and then wind its way through the cell house as they listen to the tour.
So it used to be you'd get like 3,000 to 5,000 visitors a day. How many are you able to handle these days?
Yeah, prior to COVID, there were 5,000 to 6,000 visitors to the island every day, day tour, night tour, and behind the scenes tour. We've had to adapt to that. We have fewer boats and smaller capacity on each boat. So midweek, we're seeing about 750, and on the weekends, about 900. Now, that capacity just increased last week from 150 per boat up to 250 per boat, although it's still the same number of boats.
Yeah. So, and as things gradually, okay, go ahead.
Can you guys please stay with me and don't go off on your own at all? Thank you, because of the construction project. Right.
So, and June 15th, things, you know, California is supposed to get back to normal. Is that going to affect, I mean, this is federal land. Will that affect this at all?
It likely will affect it. The Park Service goes with whatever the most strict guidance is, whether that's federal, state, county, or local. So we will see what the state does on June 15th and what the city of San Francisco does on June 15th, and then we'll adapt operations accordingly, according to the guidance that we get from our health and safety officers.
So it's, you know, and you've been a ranger here for a while, didn't see a pandemic coming, but it's been kind of interesting to see how you're working through it, right?
It is. It is. This is an adaptive recovery process. And so every time there's a change in guidance, we have to adapt to operations. It's kept us on our toes. And, you know, and sometimes it's been uncomfortable or even scary for a lot of the staff. Now that more and more are getting vaccinated and we're able to open up more, we have a lot more hope and a lot less fear out here. So,
Right. And for the visitors who, frankly, most of them come out wanting to see the cell house, they can now see the cell house again.
That's correct. And that's a highlight for most of the visitors. We do tell other stories, but we haven't been able to do ranger-led programs up until just recently.
So you are doing those again now too?
Yeah, still adapted, so it's safe, outdoor, short periods of time, spacing outdoors. But we are doing small programs now with increased capacity.
So your message for anybody that might be interested in coming out here is go for it?
Yeah, if you can get tickets, they sell out fast and they sell out well in advance. Come on out and, you know, bring your mask. You're going to have to wear your mask inside the buildings and on the boats. But we've made it as safe as we can for everybody. It's beautiful out here. Great views of San Francisco and the bay and lots of beautiful gardens and wildlife with the birds.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a hot ticket even before it was limited, so now it's probably even a hotter ticket.
I don't know.
Yeah. But, yeah, right. Yeah, see, the beauty, you get to come out here and get paid. Oh, yeah, is that where they're doing work in there? No.
What's going on?
Oh, that's...
The construction project is replacing this wall, this load-bearing wall, all the way from the roof of the cell house, the roof of the prison, all the way down into the bedrock down below.
Okay.
They're replacing this load-bearing wall for seismic safety, and so we can all be safe while we're in this building,
right.
Visitors and employees alike.
So the Reagan sign is moved, or the Reagan painting is down low now?
Yeah, we can go take a look at that.
Okay. I can turn this off for a minute, but if I think...
Traffic here. Pause. I apologize.